I get back to the hotel in time to order Kay's and my supper in our rooms. On the drive this morning, Kay spoke of death. "I don't like to speak of your father," he said, "but what happens to a man like Rajagopal?" We talked of this, and later in the evening, he said the following, which I wrote down verbatim. Quote, "Take a man like X," meaning Rajagopal, "who is suspicious, jealous, secretive, concerned with his security, physical security. He is, after all, the product of his environment, his culture, his pattern of behavior. He may have peculiarities, his temperament, his so-called character. His mind is conditioned by the class he was born in, and so on. And when he died, and that's what we are talking about, what happens to him? He has not come out of his, quote, environment, unquote. He has not made anything of life. He is merely reacting within his conditioning, which may be very clever, cunning, artistic, but he has not come out of it. He is part of the whole quivering mass. He may think he will reincarnate, be reborn, or absorbed into something greater, which is his hope and comfort. But basically, he is still the result of his tradition, of his forefathers, his environment. He has not come out of it, so he is absorbed into his basic conditioning. This sounds cruel, but as you observe, it is part of this humanity. He is part of this humanity. As he was in his life, so he is in death. To live with death every day is to deny totally this conditioning. So to die to conditioning every day is to live a life of a different dimension." He really was talking about every knot, and it wasn't Rajagopal when I said, when he said X, he meant anybody, most people.
Very clearly put, though. Very clear.
Yeah. How wasted those lives are.
Yes. Yes. It's one of the horrors. It's one of the horrors of existence that it can be so wasted. And in fact, that it's so difficult for it not to be wasted. In the sense that our conditioning, our normal human quivering mass, as he describes it, is so powerful.
Yes. And yet we're given not only life, but we're given possibility to go beyond all this.
Yes. And certainly anyone who has had any contact with Krishnaji has no excuse.
Let's stop.
Should we stop? Yeah.